Lesson 8. Sunday is a day to remember Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ. Introduction for the teacher.
To prepare yourself spiritually to teach this lesson, please ponder the following. Since Old Testament times, God's people have set apart one day in seven as the Sabbath day, a day to rest from our labors and worship God. See Genesis chapter 2, verses 2 through 3, and Exodus chapter 20, verses 8 through 11. The Lord has repeated this commandment in our day, and He has promised that keeping the Sabbath day holy will help us remain unspotted from the world. See Doctrine and Covenants, section 59, verses 9 through 10.
Learning activities.
Begin with a gathering activity. For ideas, see page 3 of the manual. Prayer. Invite a child to give the opening prayer. Picture. Show the picture of the family walking to church on page 38 and tell the children that this family is going to church on Sunday. Explain that Sunday is a special day and that we go to church on Sunday to worship Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ and learn about them. Songs. Tell the children, "Let's pretend we're going to church." Have them walk in a circle and sing or say the following words to Fun to Do, Children's Songbook, page 253. Going to church is fun to do. Fun to do, to do, to do. Going to church is fun to do. To do, to do, to do.
Teaching tip. As you prepare to teach, try to memorize the words to songs and activity verses. This will allow you to focus on the children and their learning. See Teaching No Greater Call, page 159.
Have the children sit down and tell them that when we come to church, we remember and think about Heavenly Father and Jesus. Point to your head when you say remember and think. Sing or say the first line of Reverently, Quietly, Children's Songbook, page 26. Reverently, quietly, lovingly we think of Thee. Show the picture of the family at home on page 38. Point out the different family members and explain that after church, in our homes, we can remember Heavenly Father and Jesus with our families. We can read the scriptures together. Have the children pretend to read the scriptures. We can pray together. Have the children fold their arms. And we can show love for each other. Have the children put their hands on their heart. Sing or say the words to A Happy Family, Children's Songbook, page 198. Invite the children to join you. I love Mother. She loves me. We love Daddy. Yes, sirree. He loves us. And so, you see, we are a happy family.
Teaching tip. Consider making a list of the songs that children are learning, especially the songs they love to sing. Sing them throughout the nursery class each week, while the children are playing with toys, before or after snack time, or while the children are waiting for their parents. This is a good way to review previous lessons. Even if the children do not sing with you at first, they are listening and learning.
Conclusion. Remind the children that Sunday is a day to remember Heavenly Father and Jesus at church and at home with our families. Invite the children to say, Sunday. Prayer. Invite a child to give the closing prayer.
Optional activities.
Preparation. For the bag game. Make a copy of page 39, which has four illustrations showing things we can do on Sunday. Cut out the illustrations and color them if desired. Put the illustrations in a bag or other container. For the scripture activity, bring a copy of the Bible. Mark Genesis chapter 2, verse 2, so that you can turn to it easily. Also mark page 34 in the manual. For the book activity, copy the illustration on page 39 for each child to color. Bag game. Invite a child to choose a picture from the bag. Read the caption and invite the children to do an action suggested by the picture, such as walking in place for "On Sunday, I can go to church," or pointing to their heads for "Sunday is a day to remember Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ." Invite the children to say key words from each caption, such as Jesus, Scriptures, Family, and Church. Repeat with each picture or until each child who wants a turn has had one.
Teaching tip. If you don't have a bag or other container, you could place the illustrations face down and let a child choose one to turn over. Teaching tip. Taking turns can be difficult for children. Having them sit on a chair or on the floor while they're waiting for their turn can help. You can also have one of the nursery leaders focus on helping them wait while the other nursery leader is teaching.
Scripture. Show the picture of plants and animals on page 34 and review the story of the creation with the children. See Genesis chapter 1 and lesson 7 in the manual. Explain that Jesus worked for 6 days to make the world. Tell the children that you are going to read a scripture that tells us what Jesus did on the seventh day. Open the Bible to Genesis chapter 2, verse 2, and read, "He rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made." Emphasize the word "rested" as you read. Ask, "What did Jesus do on the seventh day?" Answer, "He rested." Tell the children that on 6 days of the week we work. Invite them to act out different kinds of work, such as sweeping the floor, digging in the garden, and so on. Explain that on Sunday we rest. Invite the children to sit down and tell them how thankful you are that Heavenly Father gave us a day to rest from our work. Book. Let the children color a copy of page 39. While they are coloring, talk to them about the illustrations and remind them that these are things we do to remember and worship Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ on Sunday. When they are finished coloring, fold along the dotted lines to make a book. Then, read the book to the children.
Teaching tip. Encourage the children to show their books to their families. This will give their parents an opportunity to review with the children the things they have learned. See Teaching No Greater Call.